Last time on Paint It Black.
Last week, it was a cold and windy autumn evening as the Paint It Black crew did their weekly podcast, the Paint It Black Studios. The trio were firing on all cylinders as they got through the news. Then, as the boys entered Balderdash, their star podcaster, Brian Casey Katz, came down with a freak injury. He looked to his teammates, Louis A. Figueroa and Peter, no nickname, Berg, to carry the load. This is what he got in return.
And Ray Jean Valdez. He was the first French dude to ever stick his dick in a pencil sharpener.
How?
He was very curious.
What will happen?
Oh no!
I've made the mistake!
That's right, Pete. You did. It didn't get any better after that.
Stubby is this dude who's got tiny arms, goes around town, calls the Rutgers dressed as a T-Rex. It's just mayhem.
No, it wasn't, Lou. They were falling behind, and then they tried a desperate Hail Mary play.
That's S-H-I-T-T-A-H. Shit.
In the porn scat version of Hunger Games, Shitta is the dude that helps Katniss get her dressed up in that Dookie costume.
She spins around and starts spraying Duke.
Yeah. Played by Lenny Kren.
Lenny Kren. Dookie game sounds awesome. I'm trying to think of like a pun for any of these movies.
And he didn't come up with the pun. And the bit was over. And after it was over, Brian Casey Katz gave them both a pat on the back. For the boys get another try tonight on Paint It Black Podcast. Welcome back to the Paint It Black Podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg. Wow.
And that was a lot of effort to compensate for the world's shittiest performance.
That's right.
You guys really picked up the slack, though.
Oh, man.
Jim's like, he stuck his dick in a pencil sharpener.
It's better than your answer of...
You said, oh, he was silly.
I actually had a bet with a person. I said, if I dropped out of the... Paint and play. If I dropped out,
no, you
that
didn't.
Bit,
stop it.
You could ask him.
Stop it.
I absolutely did, man. Rise like rap like Phoenix.
No, you didn't. You look like you wanted to crawl in a corner and die.
I know your answers were terrible. They were just like,
what?
You
were having a quiet freak out. You were shivering to yourself.
I was like,
unable to speak.
You shit the bed.
Your eyes were glazed over.
Shit.
You could
the
actually
bed.
Look at the what the thing is titled in Podbean. It's called tanking.
Because you were tanked.
Because you tanked?
Yeah.
On purpose. It's called tanking.
Bullshit.
No.
Listen to him.
No.
This is adorable. Stop it.
All right. Let's get an intro.
We got a guest. Let's intro.
Yeah.
I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yeah. What's up?
Hope you can perform today. There's Lou.
Yeah.
And joining us from the Growing Up, Not Growing Old podcast, we got Mike.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on the show, man. Big fan. Big fan.
Likewise. Good to have you here.
All right, thanks for having me, man.
Fellow Long Island podcaster. I enjoy your show.
Yeah, this is strange, man. There's not too many Long Island, there's not too many New York, let alone Long Island podcasts.
That's definitely true. I think the majority I listen to are West Coast.
Yeah, me too. A lot of West Coast shit, man. They're all good, too. I enjoy the majority of them.
Yeah, it's just I'm like the only guy, us in this room, only guy I know personally who does this.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have a fellow Long Islander here.
There is another show that reached out to me called the Ocho Podcast. You ever hear of them?
What is it? Ocho?
The Ocho.
Ocho.
Is it about weird sports?
I think they do like a top eight. I've only listened to them one time. They reached out to me like, yo, we left a review on your shit. Leave a review on ours. So I did. I mean, I wanted to listen to it before I did it, of course. Then I listened to it, reached out to me like, yo, I like your show. I like your show. And I got nothing back. So I never left the review. I never talked to them again.
Yo, there's a couple. I don't want to name too many names or anything like that, but there are a couple people who I'd message online, be like, hey, you like the show? If you guys want to swap ads or something. And then they'd be like, yeah, that's great, that's great. And then never answer a single message after that.
Here's the thing. Either say no or say yes and do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Not fucking this fucking ring around the rosy bullshit. Or the worst is when they don't even fucking respond.
Yeah, and I've had like several shows do that.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Yeah. I remember because, like, I think I had asked you a while back, and you're like, you know, I don't have that. We don't do ads on the show right now. And I was like, yeah. I appreciate that, you know?
Yeah, because there's no way I'm going to just ignore it. Yeah. And I'm not. There's no way I'm going to say, yeah, let's do it when I have no intention to do it. So I was like, yo, I don't have ads, so we can't do it. But if I ever have any, I'll definitely fucking jump on it.
Yeah, but I've definitely had people like, yeah, we'll definitely do that. And then just, like, they just pretend like they don't get my messages and shit.
They're just fakes. There's a bunch of fakes out there, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, I'm going to throw you some love here. If you're a fan, like, I think we have some crossover in, like, the people who listen. Because if you like horror movies and hardcore music, yours is the place to go to for sure.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that, man. 100%. Thanks.
I really enjoy the Frightcast episodes.
Awesome. That's we think we have like one of those left. We haven't put it together yet, but we got one of those left to cap off the season. We do that every October.
Excellent.
Yeah, those are fun. As a horror movie fan myself, I like how you break down those movies.
Well,
gave me a couple
We try to do what we do, and people say they like how we do it, so I'm just going to accept it. And but we're not really doing anything. We're just kind of talking about the shit we love, and if people like it, man, if it's all for the better.
Well, you definitely piqued my interest on some of these movies.
Mm-hmm. I think it's part of it.
We go kind of deep, yeah.
I think part of it's the attitude, man, where some people are very nonchalant about their reviews, but you just get out there, you're like, like, I didn't fucking like that. Like, that was garbage.
And you give the information I want to hear about a horror movie. How were the kills?
Right.
How were the tits?
Exactly.
That's, you know, pretty important in fucking horror movies. You get titties, the kills.
If you're going to follow the genre.
Stinks, it stinks.
If I could quickly just say congratulations to Lou over here, man. He's turned to be a father today, man.
Thank you.
What was it? Little,
awesome.
What's his name again?
Killian.
Killian.
Yeah, it was a surprise thing. He wasn't expected yet, but homeboy was just like, get me out of here.
That's the most nonchalant thing I've ever heard. You just mentioned like, oh yeah, you know, my son was born today. But I'm like, what?
Yeah, it was kind of low key too. I was like, you know, expecting horns to go off or fucking hooting or something.
We didn't find out till we sat down to do this.
Yeah. Congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Thank you.
What did you do the
night
I was born, Dad? Oh, I got wasted with my friends.
podcast.
It was a good night. All right, so we had put together an impromptu quiz, if you're up for that. It's kind of like a general knowledge.
Call it a quiz.
It's kind of like a questionnaire.
Questionnaire.
Yeah.
Quiz has some weight to it.
That's true. There's no wrong answers, I don't think.
No, definitely not.
You just tell us, you know, answer truthfully, I think you'd be all right. You down for that?
Yeah.
All right, cool. The first one is kind of just for me. I think Pete will appreciate this too. But what Netflix recommendation can you put out there? I want to watch something this weekend.
All right, I'm going to recommend a movie called Starry Eyes. It's a horror flick.
Okay. Haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, check that out. A lot of people label it as a slow burn, but that's just some fucking cliche shit that people say nowadays. It's a story. There's a story before the shit goes down. When the shit goes down, it goes down. It's a good flick, man. I liked it.
As far as horror goes, what kind of genre would that fit into?
This would go into what they call, you know what, I hate the fucking sub, everything has a fucking subgenre, but you know what, if this had to be one, it would be called body horror.
Okay.
All right.
I'm in.
How do you rate movies on your show, by the way?
We do like 1 to 10. Nice and easy.
Yo, you should really do it with titty size, like, bro, this is a double D movie, son.
Right, and if a movie fucking stinks, it's on the fucking itty-bitty titty
itty
committee.
Itty-bitty titty.
You might want to even go like... You said the fucking flapjack titties.
Mosquito bumps. Oh, just ugly titties? All right. Yeah. Just the crooked nipple titty movie.
This was banana tits.
These are ski slopes.
Starfish areolas. Disgusting.
Got them cockeyed nipple titties.
This is a silver dollar nipple movie.
She got like Stuart Scott nipples, like the eyes. Like one nipple center, one nipple's all the way to the left.
One's an idiot and one's an outie.
Oh, no, that's kind of gross, too.
All right. This is something that comes up a lot on the show. What's your nationality?
Half Mexican, half Italian.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought there was some Hispanic in there.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, people won't notice it if they hear my voice. I mean, sometimes they do, but people to look at me, only the fucking real spics can notice the Mexican in me. Yeah.
Well, I hear the Guinea in you, man.
Yeah, yeah, it's there.
Yeah, both your sides well represented in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
All right. Let's see. Can you do any impressions? Because we love those at Painted Black.
Oh, hell no, man. I can't do any fucking impressions. People do impressions of me better than I do impressions of anybody.
Man,
I can't even do Rocky, man. Come on.
I like hearing that up front, though.
Yeah, you're not alone, though.
It's better when somebody tries to fire one out, though.
Right.
Yeah, I got nothing.
All right. I think Katz came up with this one. You watch wrestling at all?
I haven't in years, man. I used to love it. I don't know. Something happened. I just kind of fell off after that Attitude Era. All right.
I totally feel you on that. But if you were a wrestler, what would your persona be?
I would definitely be like, you know, it's easy to pick the baddest dude ever, but I would be more like a Stone Cold. Like, he's like a bad
guy. That's the baddest dude ever, man.
Yeah. You know, I got to pick the baddest ass of them all.
Literally the most bad motherfucker in wrestling of all time.
Yeah.
Kind of like a chaotic good guy, kind of. I don't know. It's weird. Like a bad good guy.
Like,
you don't got to be shy. Just say Stone Cold, man. That's awesome.
That's chaotic good defined.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I would be like a Stone Cold type, sure. Before he was stunning Steve Austin, if you guys remember that.
Oh, yeah.
With the Hollywood Blondes.
Oh, yuck.
He's in the new video game, is that?
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, they actually have stunning Steve.
They do his career cool. in the story mode, so you get to play like his 19 Austins.
Damn.
It's pretty cool they did that, though.
All right. Finish this sentence. I'm not racist, but...
I'm racial.
Okay. Okay.
Like, you can have racial talks without being racist. Now, some will have a different... Like, just now, when I said... Spic, that wasn't racist, but it was racial.
Right.
That was the most thought-out answer we got for that question.
I know, because if any of us answered it, it would have been some racist shit.
Hey, racial shit.
Yeah.
I'm adopting that.
You know, we had done quizzes back in the day. Probably like 100 episodes ago now.
Oh, it was like 2 winters ago.
It was like, who can be the best Hispanic? Who can be the best Italian dude?
We had the black off.
Yeah, and then who could be the best black dude. And then eventually we were like, we got to take the sting out of the N-word and come up with some new shit for the rest of them.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And then it was like,
people
all right.
Freaked out with that shit.
Yeah.
A lot of N-bombs being thrown around the room.
Yes. There weren't N-bombs, bro.
It was, yeah, because it
we
was
were
like.
We calling Italian spaghetti niggas.
Yes.
Oh, I've been called a spaghetti many times. A spaghetti.
And then it, like, if you were Hispanic, it'd be like, all right, shut up, you fucking tortilla gook or something. So we wanted to just even the playing field, you know?
Yeah, 100%, man. I've been called a fucking taco pizza eating motherfucker and everything.
I mean, don't sleep on taco pizza. That's a good slice.
That sounds great.
It sounds good.
I love it. All right, this is another one from Katz. Hillary or Trump, who would you rather fuck?
I might. Yo, dude, that's a tough one. That's the toughest one yet. Yeah, I guess. I'll do it with the easy answer and say Trump.
Ooh.
Mess up his hair.
That's a lot of money in that house.
He'd
man.
Be a prima donna when he was going down on you. He'd definitely not let you grab his head.
You know what? I'd have to be the giver, though. This way, you know, I'll give him a good fuck, let him pass out, and then just rob his whole shit.
My empire's gone.
I'll leave with everything. Whoa. Just a little bit of dignity left. Just a little bit.
Wow. What are you gonna say? I was in here, we fucked, and then I stole your shit.
Shit, yeah, fuck it.
I like it. Alright, this one. Comfy balls underwear with cooling technology. Is that a great invention or the greatest invention?
Well, you talk to a guy who gave up underwear about 10 years ago.
Freeball it?
Yeah, I don't care for underwear either way. It's useless. We have no need for it, really.
Well, I mean, there's some sloppy days, maybe. I don't know. You don't.
I gotta tell you, man. Ever since I gave up underwear, it's been the best. You know what? But the best decision of my life.
You never had a zipper scenario or.
Yeah, one time there was a zipper thing.
Imagine it has to be casualties.
I don't like when my button's open and my dick flops against the zipper. It doesn't feel right.
Yeah, you know, there is some kind of, not really all the time, but sometimes there's like some zipper rubbage, I guess you would say. But it's not often enough to go back to wearing some uncomfortable fucking boxer brief thing.
Why don't you get boxers?
I wore boxers and I was pulling on them every 2 seconds.
Just get all they do get twisted up every once in a while. Like you make a weird turn and then like.
Oh, I was running the other. I was miserable. Just riding up on me.
Yeah. All right. So obviously on your show, you talk about horror. You talk about tits. Would you fuck a sexy zombie?
Oh, yeah. Especially that one from Return of the Living Dead.
I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
The punk rock one.
Hell yeah. She was fucking hot.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to kill her. So in that zombie scenario, there were no killing those zombies, so might as well fuck them.
There you go.
She was full naked, too.
That's a good scene. You know what? Should watch that scene.
I want to talk about my favorite pair of titties in a horror movie. I want to say in Bordello Blood, the girl that Dennis Miller was fucking with in the dungeon just had the most primo set of titties maybe I've ever seen in a movie.
You know, it's funny you brought that up because I was just watching American Werewolf in London the other day. And there's a scene, I don't know if you guys remember, but they're in the porno theater. And the girl in the movie, in the theater that they're watching, had the best set of titties ever in horror, maybe even cinema history. It's fucking fantastic. I was just thinking about this 2 days ago, too.
I'm going to have to revisit that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, the chick that got zipped up in that sack and smashed against the tree on Friday the 13th, she had a primo set, too.
Was that the reboot?
No,
or?
the original one.
Oh, yeah. I think that was part 7, yeah.
The reboot had the chick with the really super fake-looking tits.
You know what I liked about the reboot? They didn't try to change it at all, and it was like an homage to all the previous films.
Well, I felt they glanced over some things, but as a whole, it was...
glanced over?
Well, they opened the whole movie with the mother thing. And I was like, give the mother a little time. I missed that story.
They could do a whole new thing with the mother. I would like to see her whole backstory, why she's like crazy. Not just the Jason thing, but her whole shit. Because there's a comic book about her life and how like her husband was abusive. And she would talk to Jason. Jason would talk to her when he was in her womb. And she burnt the house down. And there's a whole other whole story with her.
Where's that TV show? We got that Bates Motel show. Where it's like...
True. Yeah, enough. I don't. There's something in the works. I think it's a game, though.
The game actually sounds phenomenal, and I'm looking forward to that.
Mm. Yeah, I saw a teaser. It looks pretty cool.
Word. All right, this next one's a doozy, but then you're off the hook after that. All right, you're in a dark mansion being chased by some maniac with a machete, right? You go down this hallway, you run into some spooky twins, then you fly down the steps to just discover your friend's mangled body. What's the capital of Rhode Island?
Oh, man, I don't know why, but Des Moines just popped in my head, man. But that's Iowa. Yo, horror movies
Providence,
in
man.
Des Moines.
Come on.
Yo, for real, man. You said, I know that's wrong, but Des Moines popped in my head just now. And I'm going with the first thing I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Well, Rhode Island is one of those states that you kind of even forget exists.
Oh, shit,
right?
That's a state?
Right? Providence, Rhode Island,
yeah.
It's a tiny one.
That was a lot of fun, man. I really appreciate that. That was great.
Thank you.
You guys, you want to do some news now?
Yeah, 1 second. Sorry about that.
All right, let's do some news stories.
All right, Painted Black Yaks, you said your prayers and you've taken your vitamins. Now it's time for the news.
Painted Black Yaks. That's growing on me.
Well, eat your fucking vitamins and say your prayers.
All right, first story. Charlie Sheen has AIDS.
You know what? I think he's good, though. He's 55. He's got a ton of dough. There's a Vice special, like, really, airing next month. They basically cured it.
I'm not reading anything about it, because you can't throw a rock without hitting a news story about this bullshit.
Well, he banged Brie Olsen solid for, like, 2 months. Now, does the porn industry collectively?
Oh, they're going to fucking suffer for that.
Yeah.
They shut down when that goes down.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
That tiger blood is infected.
That's some bad tiger blood.
Wait a minute. He banged Brie Olsen for a while?
Oh, she was one of his, what do you call her? Angels? Goddesses? That was it.
Is there any speculation that's from her?
I don't think they've announced anything of where he got it, except that there are a lot of pissed off women.
I think he's going to
bang her.
Yeah, and it was like, the story I heard was that a bunch of women were threatening to sue him because they were all coming down with shit from him. So they were going to out him with it, so he had to make a move.
The craziest thing is that she's an escort, too. Like, all these porn stars are escorts. That's how Charlie Sheen got with them.
Yeah.
And there's also, like, wealthy men that give it to, that got it, probably gave it to their wives, and so on and so on and so on.
Mm.
So it's just like a big web of AIDS.
Yeah, that's why he's trying to jump on it and be like, here's my science expert that will say it's basically been eradicated in my blood.
He's such a bullshit artist.
Yeah.
Yo, man, you knew Ricky Vaughn was going to come down with AIDS. Come on.
It's only one end to that story.
It's a fucking wild thing, man. He was throwing his dick around.
Right. And come on, ever since he went nuts a couple years ago, the guy's weighed 14 pounds and looked sick.
Yeah.
Now, fuck that guy had got his head on his shoulders because he called his boss a dumb kike and then got $100 million.
You know, when he first found out that he got it, first call was to Magic Johnson.
Yo, oh, fuck yeah.
Yo, let me get that AIDS smoothie. Magic.
All right, let's move on from that one. We've all heard enough of that.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's talk about this guy. He went on TripAdvisor and wrote a full review of his mushroom trip.
Is TripAdvisor like Yelp?
TripAdvisor, yeah. You write a review of your trip. You can share it with others, yada, yada. But he took a bunch of mushrooms and wrote about that trip.
It's way more interesting than like the Holiday Inn, like Ron Kakuma or something.
That's true.
I'm sorry I used Ron Kakuma, but that's the last place I heard of.
Sorry, it's just my residence, not my hometown.
Well, his review was titled Jake's Trip, which it said, "This is a very strange trip, very uncomfortable, and I'm having a terrible night's sleep. I'm not even sure where I am right now and whether or not I'll be coming back. Definitely would not recommend."
All right, man, so he's out on mushrooms, huh?
Right.
Good to know.
I'm glad I heard it first from Jake.
Where'd you get those mushrooms, Jake, so I can stay away from them?
Oh, sorry about that.
What did Lou wear when his child was born? Oh, that same Simon Pegg shirt he wore every day.
Courtney said that, and then she's like, yeah, look at what he wore, because she woke me up very early in the morning, like 3 a.m. She's like, all right, you got to come down to have a... I'm like, all right. I didn't think it was really going to happen. And then I get there, and she's like, oh, look what he wore. I'm like, yo, I get a lot of compliments on his shirt. People love the Cornetto trilogy. Don't trip.
All right, ready for the next story here?
Yeah.
All right, out of Colorado, we have a 47-year-old woman who was arrested for drunk driving after she killed 38 in a hit and run.
38 people in a hit and run?
No, sheep.
Oh.
38 sheep.
Just ran down those sheep, man.
38 dead sheep.
There's no way that she wasn't aiming for sheep.
She was drunk. She thought she was driving into clouds.
She's trying to fall asleep.
Just sheep carcasses in her axles. Spinning.
What does it smell like, lamb in here? It smells like a Greek restaurant. It
smells like burnt clown hair. Why?
Her car ended up looking like the joint from fucking Dumb and Dumber.
Well, she fled the scene, 38 dead sheep, 12 injured, arrested for DUI.
They were put down anyway.
No insurance, failure to remain at the scene of a crash, and later released on a summons.
What kind of tank did she have where she mowed down that many sheep?
Probably and a Cadillac.
It was still chugging.
It's an American car from like the 80s.
Hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't say the car. I'm looking for it. Nothing
was she
here.
An old lady?
Oh, wait. A 2005 Isuzu Sport Utility Vehicle.
Okay.
So she had an SUV.
That Jap, you heard it first.
That Jap piece of shit cut through those sheets?
She was 47, to answer your question.
That ain't that old.
Asian?
Her name was Lynn Ann Mitchell. Doesn't sound like it.
Maybe married.
Mm. It could have been.
All right. That was worth the wait.
Yeah, she was just counting sheep that she was going by, trying to fall asleep.
I made that joke, motherfucker.
Did you?
Yeah.
Speak up.
Joke stealing.
Did you really make that joke?
So yeah, this is, man, what happens when he sobers up.
Yeah. He either doesn't have jokes or he just steals them.
All right, I'm sorry. I stole a joke. I really didn't know you said that, though. Wow. Like, you said that outside or something?
I got it. No, in here, man.
2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got to get you back for that scandalous intro.
Scandalous, man. I'm sorry, man. Just a recap.
That was. You must have been high when you cut that.
Definitely had no idea how volume control works.
I was pressed for time.
All right, let's do the next one.
Yeah.
We got an Australian man of Vietnamese descent who had to post a photo of his passport to his social media to convince people that his name is, in fact, Fuck That Bitch.
How's that spelled?
P-H-U-C-D-A-T-B-I-C-H.
It's a fucking good name.
Great name.
He says it's pronounced Phup Duk Beek.
Yeah, right, motherfucker. That's what it's
pronounced. Fuck That Bitch.
Not in Australia either. He was pissed off because he keeps having all his, like, Facebook profiles torn down and, like, I guess your name's Fuck That Bitch. You're not allowed in many places.
Right. I'm sure, like, every time he gets pulled over, the dude is like, all right, I'm bringing you in. False ID. That's great, though.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. So this is not a new story. This happens every fucking year that we have an election. But once again, a musician is suing a Republican nominee or politician for using their song as their entrance song. This year, it's Mike Huckabee and the guy who played Eye of the Tiger. Mm.
Survivor.
Well, specifically the guitarist of Survivor.
Can just one Survivor sue him?
Is he the lone Survivor?
He's the one that has bills to pay.
Yeah.
Mike Huckabee's rich. Maybe he'll cut me a check.
I mean, have they done anything since that song?
They were in all
other than collect royalties.
I think they're in all the Rocky movies, to be honest with you.
Just saying.
Well, this,
like,
specific song, Rocky III.
That's their bread and butter.
That's like the only song anyone knows, yeah. But they're in, like, the other Rocky soundtracks. I think Frank Sloan might be in that band. I don't know.
But I mean, like, they they recorded Eye of the Tiger and then, like, all right, let's call it quits. That's it. That's it.
No.
We're home free.
They probably
guys.
Have tons of CDs that you've never heard of, but.
Usually bands send a cease and desist to these people, but they're actually suing.
Yeah,
man,
I mean,
they,
like,
got nothing going on.
At that point, what are you going to do after the fucking rally's over and shit, you know?
Well, yeah, R.E.M. just told Donald Trump to stop using Losing My Religion or something recently.
Why would that be his entrance?
But Survivor, they're just like, yo, we're fucking suing.
Yeah.
That one guy is.
Well, what happened was, remember Kim Davis?
Yeah.
That fucking cunt.
Yeah, the lady wouldn't let the gay people marry under her watch. Mm. She was, like, at a rally, and that's the music she came out to. So they got extra pissed about that.
It's still Survivor she came out to?
Yeah. And they responded with this letter. It says, no, we did not grant Kim Davis any rights to use my tune, The Eye of the Tiger. I would not grant her the rights to use Charmin. I don't get that.
It's like the paper? I was going to say, like, wads of paper to wipe your ass?
She can't wipe her ass?
She has to walk out with just like a smelly Duke butthole.
Charmin leaves you those fucking ass balls, too. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. It's rough. Yeah.
He ended the note with, come on, Mike. You are not the Donald, but you can do better than that. See you real soon.
I would let her use Charmin. That's
lots of O's in the soon.
What, he pass out on the keyboard?
Yeah. So when his fucking...
I didn't shred those tunes for you to use them in your entrance, bro.
This happens every year, though.
Yeah.
It's not one song. Like, Republicans are really running out of music.
I get the feeling, though, that Survivor's hurting for cash, though.
Definitely, that's the case.
Musicians just get over it. I mean, like, unless they're owed money for it, then just get over it.
Most people are just like, all right, cut it out. This guy, he's got a mortgage to pay.
Like, I could see if it was, like, the Ku Klux Klan using my shit. I'm like, whoa, guy, I don't want to be really associated with that. Mm-hmm. But Donald Trump, who cares? Got stupid hair.
All right, next story.
Yeah.
Place in Denver is being attacked. This is a book and novelty store, book and gifts, because it's called the ISIS Books and Gifts.
Oh.
With a big picture of the Egyptian god Isis in front of the building. People remember back in the day, I think I told the story on the podcast, after 9/11 and that idiot we hung out with tried to attack the sitar restaurant despite it being an Indian place?
Yes.
This is the same thing.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, you guys know these people.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. Wait, what, one of your friends tried to attack an Indian restaurant?
There was the place, like it's, I could tell you because you're from, it was a place on Jericho Turnpike called Sitar, and it was an Indian restaurant. And after 9/11, this guy we used to hang out with was like, yo, fuck this. We're going to go trash Sitar.
Oh, dude, what the fuck?
Like, that's not even the right country, you dickbag. It's the wrong religion.
They are peaceful people.
Yeah. They got the elephant gods, not the vengeful one.
Fuck it's you, the elephant guy.
Fuck you and your magic carpets. That's still the wrong thing.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Well, this is happening to this Isis bookstore because it's based on the Egyptian goddess Isis, not the terrorist organization, and they're still getting their windows smashed. We're brilliant people.
God, we suck.
We're really bad at this.
We should remove the word is from all textbooks.
Yeah, no is. In fact, ban prepositions as a whole.
Yeah. If it's in a textbook, it has to be an odd number of times.
Yeah. No two is in consecutive sentences. Too close.
All right, we had a death this week.
Fucking Don Vito, right?
Tell us more about it.
Bam Margera's uncle. This I'm reading this and I'm realizing that it's wrong. He was not a Jackass star.
I thought you were building suspense.
Well, I actually had the thought of like they wrote this wrong. He was never on Jackass.
No,
he was on the other one. He was on the Bam Show.
Yeah. Well, how did he die? He choked on his own toenails.
What I did know that he was at like a signing and he got in trouble for grabbing like a 13-year-old's ass, and that's why
fucking pederast.
That's why you haven't seen him in like a decade.
That you haven't seen Bam in a decade.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bam shtick got a little old when he was just basically the pirate. What's that fucking?
When he started dressing like Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, he was like steampunk Captain Sparrow.
Yeah,
but yeah, so he was on a 10-year probation for fondling a minor. Because he did grab a boob.
His death was way overdue, though. Didn't I swear to God, I think he would have died like 8 years ago.
I'm shocked he didn't die at the height of his prominence.
How old was he?
59.
That's not that old.
Not that old at all.
He looked like he was about 74, though.
He had the googly eye.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sweaty, fat.
Unintelligible.
He was like completely gray, too. Like. Right
totally
from,
gray.
Yeah, right from the start. And well, that was, what, like almost 12, 13 years ago? So he was like in his 40s.
He was a mess back then, too. Yeah.
That's true. That's what 40 looks like for some people? God damn it.
He looked like he could cast like
40's a new 50, right, guys? Like, whoa.
40's a new 80 for you guys.
Jesus. I wouldn't be surprised if he knew like a gypsy curse of some kind.
I curse you ugly. Yeah.
Wasn't thinner.
No.
curse you gross.
Yeah. I think Bam Margera upset the gypsies by dressing like one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they've taken his family out.
Yeah, he looks like a Stevie Nicks reject.
This comes only a few years after the death of Ryan Dunn, so I do kind of feel bad for Bam Margera.
I feel bad. Well, I'm sure no one cares about Don Vito.
Well, there was a video here that you can look up. It's not that funny, but they did a project together called Dunn and Vito's Rock Tour on YouTube. So if you miss them both, you can watch that.
I don't miss them both.
No.
I don't miss either.
No. Just the one. I like
That's
Dunn.
Very niche right there.
Dunn was funny.
All right, let's turn to the world of sports for a moment. There's this technique in Paralympics. It's
like,
called
like paraplegic
boosting.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about this one.
This is paraplegic Olympics.
Yeah, like wheelchair racing and shit.
Yeah.
Basically, they flush their bodies with their own spinal fluid and adrenaline by sitting on their nutsacks and clamping off with catheters to fill their bladders and then tapping on them. And that releases, like, adrenaline.
No, it doesn't.
According to this, it does. It's called autonomic dysreflexia.
Man, I'm not taking any advice from a cripple.
Yo.
So sit on your nuts and flick it, and you'll wheel faster. Shut up.
Well, they also got to pinch off the dick hole.
And their dick hole they got to pinch off?
Yeah.
Are they, like, numb below the waist, too?
Maybe some. I don't know how they got there.
They're just mashing their nuts all together in a little wheelchair. It's like, I'm going faster.
It allows them to achieve more power and greater oxygen uptake during the races. It also results in elevated heart rates and extremely high blood pressure, potentially leading to strokes and even death.
You think Professor X tried that shit?
That's how he beat Magneto.
That old queen, Professor X.
Yo, let me ask you this, man. When you, that day that year... Your grandpa sat on his nuts accidentally.
No, he was...
Was he, like, surgery. Zooming the next day?
No, he was in surgery. He came out of surgery, and he was in, like, a two-day coma.
Oh.
And they just laid him, like, down. And when, I guess when he went down, his nuts shifted underneath his butt. So, like, he was sitting on his nuts for, like, 2 days or 3 days. And he's like, Junior, get my nuts out. And I'm like, no. Anyway, my uncle did it. And then he's like, Junior, rub my nuts. And I'm like... Nah, man.
He's trying to get that boost.
Sorry, bud.
Trying to get that energy boost.
It's like, nurse, we have youth.
What do you think got him out of that coma?
Yeah.
Nurse, we're going to have to put this one down. He's just he's asking crazy shit. He's insane.
This guy has dementia.
Well, long story short, they're trying to stop that. That's it. I was more intrigued by the fact that this
they're
exists.
To stop the,
they're trying to stop these people from sitting on their nuts to go fast.
Taking the game, man. Taking the game. Go fast for what?
That's like the nitrous button for for cripples.
Smack my balls!
It's under scrutiny for, let's see, long-distance wheelchair races, hand cycling, rowing, and wheelchair rugby.
They have that?
Apparently that's a thing.
That's probably brutal as fuck.
First PEDs, now this. Terrible.
Lay off the nuts, kid.
All right, now a story that I predicted.
Oh.
A while ago. I said this was going to happen. Selfie sticks are now declared weapons.
Oi.
Of what?
Oi.
Of savagery.
Mother Russia.
Mother Russia has developed selfie stick fighting.
Yeah?
Self-defense classes using selfie sticks.
All right, I just want to say no, they did not.
They call it monopod fighting.
I mean, imagine if you take the phone off of the where the thing grasps it, and you just, it's like an eye poker. It's like,
this is like in response to getting mugged for your phone.
I
there's no fucking
anyone
way.
Has anyone ever got mugged for their phone?
They say that, like, if you have a selfie stick, you become a target.
Because you're holding your phone out four feet in the other direction.
There's no fucking somebody way you're going to take it off the stick.
What would you even do with a phone if you stole it? Like, how do you make money on it?
Flip it.
I'm going to
flip it where?
Play Candy Crush.
Yeah. I don't know.
Every phone's locked.
On someone else's dime.
Mike, any thoughts on selfie stick kung fu?
Yo, so did they're training them to use the selfie stick as a weapon against the thief?
Yeah, this is self-defense.
It's a weapon against capitalism.
But isn't your phone on the end of it?
Yes.
And the only time you'd ever have it out is when your phone's on it.
Why do you think the phones are getting so big? Like Macy's?
So, yo, you're going to fuck up your phone.
100%. And this guy's talking like he made a new kung fu. It's like, no, people have been fighting with sticks since the dawn of time.
First lesson in selfie stick karate is get insurance on phone. Yeah. It's worth the 15 extra bucks a month.
I do like the name monopod fighting.
That sounds like some robot shit.
It's like monopod, hand-to-pod combat.
I think it's a scam.
They come up with some cool fighting things over there, but I got to pass on this one. They got like that UFC where it's like 5-on-5. You guys ever seen that?
No.
Fuck no. That sounds
sounds amazing. Yeah.
It's like a warrior, you got to look that up.
Wow.
I don't know what it's called, but it's like 5-on-5 in the fucking ring.
I think the Warriors did it one night trying to get back to Coney.
Oh, yeah, the Baseball Furies. They met them on the road.
That sounds amazing. It's like free-for-all. Or...
Sadly, yeah, man. Today's version of the Warriors would have like the selfie stick squad.
Mm. Oh, it'd be so fucking gay, the nowadays Warriors.
It would suck.
Yeah.
You'd have like the Vine Stars.
Like I get it, Swan. You're CrossFit. Shut up about it.
Hashtag Coney. Hashtag yeah. Going back.
Do y'all remember this show like back in the day? It was called like, I'm probably gonna get the name wrong, but something like Saturday Night Slam Masters or something.
That was a video game.
No, it was
a porno.
No, it was a show where these dudes, each from a different discipline, had to fight a bunch of like goons, and then they'd get to fight the dude for his piece on the belt.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah. I do remember that.
It was called something like Slam Masters.
And like you beat him, and then he would like, it was like a magnet.
You had to
like,
relinquish your chip.
Yeah.
But it was super phony kung fu.
Yes.
Like pro wrestling.
It was like pro wrestling, but with like discipline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I've never even heard of that.
Really?
This was on like after American Gladiators.
The only thing I remember about it is the belt. I remember the people taking their discipline, like handing it to the winner, and then the guy putting it on his belt.
If you beat the chinky dude, you got the dragon chip, you know? Like,
I remember watching it when it premiered and being really upset that it wasn't like for real.
Yes.
Because they build that as like real martial arts.
I still enjoyed the shit out of it, though.
It was a game, too, by Capcom did a game.
Really?
Saturday Night Slam Masters, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was like SNES, fake wrestlers.
That was dope, too.
I played that one a bunch.
Yep. Hmm. All right, what else we got?
All right, final story. We got another phone one. Do you guys know what Singles Day is?
Where you go to the strip club?
Mm.
Maybe in America. Singles Day in China is the biggest shopping day of
the
year.
Oh, my God. Dude, they had Kevin Spacey give a message as the character he does on...
Frank Underwood. Yeah.
They had Bond walk out and was like, hi, I'm James Bond. Like,
I saw that John Oliver, too. Yeah. But, yeah, so this is the biggest shopping day of the year because they have the difference between men and women, like, such a... So much more men they've invented.
Oh, yeah, it's a big
Singles Day, where you celebrate being single, and it's their Black Friday.
Their Yellow Friday.
It sucks if you're in a relationship, because this guy was banging his wife. Then all of a sudden, her phone alarm went off going, sale begins, and she jerked so hard to get to her phone to start shopping, she nearly ripped his dick off.
Ooh. What discipline is she?
Right.
What discipline?
Crane style.
Yeah. Monopod.
Obviously, Mantis, because they... They killed
their mate.
Just not killing his maiming.
She was going to devour him the next day.
Mike, you ever have any bedroom accidents?
I mean, who hasn't? I mean, you ever get that one where you bend your cock, you think it broke it?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's happened to everybody, right?
Every. Oh,
dude,
yeah.
It sucks so hard.
Yeah, it's like stubbing a toe times 10.
Oh, yeah, it's hard.
I thought for sure I was dead. I was like, oh, no. Come on, buddy. Let's do it.
That happened to Rodman, and he had to go to the hospital for it.
I remember that.
Well, he probably should have gone
fucking,
to the hospital.
It was like a blood clot. It was like they technically called it break, but it was like a blood clot break or something.
Ooh,
that's the worst thing I can imagine ever happening.
But other than that, no accidents really. Just the common shit,
babies and shit.
The cock and yeah.
Brian, you got any?
Bedroom accidents?
Yeah.
I bet my dear. Well, okay. Once you ever drink so much you just can't come?
Yeah.
Well, then
whiskey dick.
That's whiskey. I thought whiskey couldn't get it up.
Whiskey dicks, you can't get it up. This is like too drunk to come.
Yeah, It's just not happening. So then, like the next morning, you resume action, and I blew a load on my wall that was so hard and gnarly that like Jillian was like, "Where'd you come?" I was like, "Watch your head, it's dripping." Down. It was like Slimer ran through the wall or something. Yeah, I had a Megalode once.
Oh, Megalode.
Wow.
Lou?
I don't think I've had any accidents. I knew this kid, though. He told me that he jerked off one time. And I guess he jerks, like, up. And so he was just too into the moment, and he was laying back and just... Yeah. Caught himself all over the face.
Open his mouth.
Oh.
Open his mouth up. Was like, I've been a bad boy.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
And then he had to pray that no one was home because his bedroom was the last one in like the schematic for the house.
You never tell.
He had to pass every other
bedroom.
How
was he expecting to clean up anyway?
Luckily. Oh, I guess he had it.
He had a waste paper basket that he usually aims at.
Yeah.
He didn't have an old t-shirt.
Yeah, there's no way I walk through the house with cum on my face. I'm definitely going to wipe
that. This story
that off.
Reeks of bullshit.
Who would willingly say they shot a load in their own face?
Boring guy.
Yeah. Seriously.
I got no stories.
Hey, I thought of something, but it's not an accident that happened to me.
Yeah.
Go for it.
It was a girl I was with that was finger banging her. And she never came before, and she squirted all over the place. So it was kind of technically an accident because it wasn't supposed to happen.
Right.
But it was pretty fucking cool.
This sounds like you're bragging now.
Yo, because I was like, it was a shock. The fucking bed was drenched, and she was like, oh my God, I peed the bed. And it wasn't. It was fucking straight up squirt. Which is not pee, which everyone thinks it is, but it ain't.
Back in my rookie days, we switched positions, and I was hitting her from behind, and I put it in there, and she was like, yo, you're my ass. I was like, oh, sorry about that. Probably that bad.
That's a happy accident.
Yeah,
I had a little smile on my face.
You remember my college ex, right? Elena.
Oh, yeah.
That was the scariest fucking ever when you're doing doggy style. So things are dangling, and then her cat just pops up underneath and starts batting at your balls.
Oh.
And she goes, don't let it touch you. It has feline AIDS. You fucking fling that cat halfway across the room.
Quite a pitfall you put me in here, Elena.
It's got FIV.
A lot of cum, but this cat might give me AIDS. Slash up my nuts. So he came and then got rid of that cat.
Yeah. Then first things first.
All right, well,
I came in the cat's eye to distract it. It had one good eye.
Oh my goodness, that cat was gross, Alvin. And they let it drink from the faucet. I was like, you people.
That's how he got the AIDS.
So just to wrap up the story, she jerked over to grab the phone, broke his dick. He said it hurt, and the next day it had turned purple.
Damn.
Story ends kind of there. Just a warning, you know, shopping and fucking. Don't fuck on Singles Day.
No.
I mean, you could just let go of the dick as you grab your phone.
Mm. People don't think.
Well, you know, they're very efficient people.
Yeah, multitasking.
I'd buy now.
I'd buy now.
What were they buying, though? Like, what do they even buy over there?
Chopsticks or straw hats?
Robots.
I don't know. Just pan-faced photos of themselves.
A big fucking wok.
Car insurance, for sure. Yeah. It's like, Geico's clearing the slate, guys. Let's go.
Slippers made out of wood, I'm guessing.
Some sow's chicken.
Yeah.
That's what we know. Irons out of
yeah.
pressing machines.
Racial.
All right, that's a perfect place to end the news. Take a quick break. Mm-hmm. Be back with some games. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile, keeps us moving along. So thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey, this is Spencer Scott Holmes.
And Ryan Dunnigan.
Telling you to come listen to our show, Old Man Orange Podcast.
Yay!
A show full of freedom.
Say, assistant, I gotta tell you something, you know. I mean, me and your good friends, you know, I've probably been a little bit of a bully this whole time, you know.
Santa Claus?
Not in a mean way, you know, but, you know, I'm not going to lie. You're a little easy to peer pressure into doing things you don't want to do.
We also talk about video games. If we made a Dr. Mario movie, you could at least make it like a Mario Brothers medical drama. Luigi doesn't know. He's like, well, he's wondering why Daisy isn't talking to him anymore.
Luigi, you're out every night. You're driving that ambulance all day long. There's no time for love.
He's like, why can't you be more like your brother? He actually has a PhD. That ambulance, oh, it's always comes back to Mario, doesn't it? Why don't you go fuck Mario if that's the one you want? It just is very...
I hate to break it to you, but that's what I am doing. We talk funny life stories.
It was like, I go to the Heart Rock, which is a little, like, Christian restaurant, and...
They don't put that on the fucking outside, though. They really should. You don't realize that until you're inside.
Like, okay.
And you look left, and you look right, and you're like... Fox News is on the... And then you look like there's a cross, you're like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck! And
I'm already in here, I'm already in here, what do I do? Yeah.
No. Like, you jump through the window, like, there's a perfectly good door there. I panicked.
I'm sorry, just gonna happen.
We also talk movies.
Mickey Rourke could've been right there, too.
Expendables 3.
What's going on? He's got a shitty fucking tattoo, he put a big dick on my back.
Look at it! It's just like a big fucking veiny cock blowing a load in the back of his head.
Come on by to oldmanorange.com, where we got not only podcasts, but cartoons, videos, and more.
You can find us on iTunes,
Stitcher,
Podomatic,
Zune,
and even YouTube.
And laugh and learn with Spencer Scott Holmes
and Ryan Dunnigan
on Old Man Orange Podcast.
Okay, kids, now just shut the fuck up.
All right, we are back. Let's play some Balderdash.
Painted Black Comics at Cheetah, the questions. Sometimes they make it all up. Answers are crazy, intelligent sometimes, but mostly as funny as fuck. Words that are unheard are given new meaning to add to your dictionary. Names that are not lies where everybody tries to guess who that person could be.
Balderdash.
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 It's a quiz, not a genital rash.
Balderdash.
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 Played for laughs, it's not for cash. It's hilarious.
Those were our theme song contest winners over at Casa Mirth.
You should cut it up into like five different ones and then just play it.
So we get the second half.
I might start off with the fucking piano solo.
And just for the record, I listened to this week's Casa Mirth podcast, at which at the very mention of our name, they started singing that song. So shout out to them.
Yeah,
funny show over there if you haven't heard them. All right, last week Lou ran away with it.
That's right. Don't let that fucking weird ass intro that is just lies, slander. You're trying to twist it. You are trying to pull.
The Duty Hunger Games.
Pulling a fucking
pencil
Trump.
In a sharpener.
You know it was
beat
also,
your answer of nothing.
Yeah, you know it was great that your movie idea where you're like, the movie was not good.
Yeah. What's the plot of this film?
It was a crash. It's a bad. Cash grab. And you were like, he's got little arms and he wears a T-Rex. You
beat your half sentence.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs. Brian is new to this smoking thing, so we're going to forgive
him.
I'm
not new at this point.
It's been 3 months. He's not new.
Yeah.
All right. Ooh. So, Lou, you get to pick who starts.
I'll start to give Mike a little.
Well, I think you're. I think you're killing because Mike can get the
initial question.
The initial one.
All right. So I guess we'll have you start then.
All right.
All right. So I'm gonna read out these categories. You give your answers. You get one pass. Start with Brian.
Mm-hmm.
What is the definition of the word? Oh, Mike, I'm putting you in the empty chair here, so you're gonna go after Brian.
Me, yeah. Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm.
What is the definition of the term? Slurvian.
Slurvian? it's an Eastern European derogatory term for, I guess, people who wear Dracar Noir and like got ponytails with like little beady mustaches and they drive like
Eurotrash.
Yeah, the Eurotrash, man. Slurvian.
A Slurvian is Eurotrash.
Pretty much.
Okay. Mike.
Slurvian. You know, my answer is very similar to that. A drunk Serbian is a Slurbian.
I like it.
Shoot the three, Kukoc.
Yeah, when you see them out in the street, they're always fucking slurring. Those drunk Serbians is a Slurvian.
They start talking a made-up language. You're like, what are you, Russian, dude? Like, what?
We didn't understand you to begin with. All right.
Nice cologne, bitch.
Yeah.
Dracar Noir.
Oh, God.
Put away the gold chain. You smell like spicy sex.
Button up your shirt.
All right.
Lou, Slurvian.
I'm going to say something along the lines that these fellas are doing. You get drunk on some Russian vodka and get a DUI, you're Slurvian. Slurvian all over that ice.
Slurvian all over the road.
Yeah, that's right. In Russia.
Wolf is Sorum Sori. It was Slurvian.
You know why I pulled you over, sir? We were slurving everywhere. Why don't you step out of the car, sir?
Yeah.
Point to you, I see.
God damn it. Now they're all the same answer. Can I do that? Can I call that a draw?
Everyone gets it.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked all the... They all tied into each other. Mm. So I'm calling that one an even draw.
It's the V-in thing, and we're like, all right, what the fuck? I guess it's Eurotrash.
It was interesting. I like this. I want to adopt that, because the actual definition... is American language marked by carelessly slurred pronunciations, such as gimme and come on.
Don't tell my wife about this.
No, this is Eastern European drunk. It's like, fuck that bitch.
I'm saying the actual definition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, you got to start this round. I'm going to give you a name. Who is Philip W. Drackett?
Oh, that was that dude who designed Dracula's castle, man. Philip W. Drackett. He got the, I mean, Dracula's castle, but he admired him so much, he kind of took his name, but he didn't want to buy it off him, no pun intended. So he said, I'm going to just name myself Drackett.
So that's why Vlad the Impaler became Dracula.
What kind of money he charged for that kind of work?
Ruples. Many ruples. Bah. All right. I like that. Dracula's... fucking architect.
Trying to work off the Drac angle.
Luke, what you got? Philip W. Drackett.
Philip W. Drackett was the only white boy who could successfully break dance until he did the quintuple head spin. He was never right again.
That's a career ender.
Yeah, they had to retire his jersey.
But
they put his sneakers up on the wall.
Someone got served though.
Yes. Run DMC bronzed his jersey. And now it's hanging in Simmons. The crowd.
He's doing it. No.
Many tears were shed.
He didn't stick the landing.
No.
He was buried just on his head.
He did the Tasmanian devil, just went straight into the ground.
Brian, up to you. Philip W. Drackett.
It's what they call George W. in the Bilderberg meetings.
One more time?
It's what they call George W. Bush in the Bilderberg meetings.
Some Illuminati shit right there. Uh-huh.
Mm. What's up, Drackett?
Mm. They kept that middle initial. This is like a wink and an
eye. PW.
All
right. Yes, let's fuck the poor guys, right? That's what we're all here for, right? Let's fuck with their gas prices. Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Points for that one. I will say he actually invented Drano.
Huh.
That's his actual claim to fame. I think we got the most traction off of Lou's there. So Lou's going to get that point, and Lou starts the next round.
All right.
Initials CQW. I read that wrong. It's CQC. I was looking at Philip W. Drackett. CQC. And the definition does not match the letters.
Alright. You don't want CQC. That's when cocks quickly come. You know.
Mm, premature.
Yep. You're letting the ladies down with the CQC. Just. Sorry, ladies. I'll get you next time. I promise. I owe you. He's a coupon.
No, he won't. He suffers from the CQC.
This coupon entitles you to next time.
Is that how you roll?
Yeah.
You keep a coupon book?
Well, you know what? That's better than just being like, sorry. Whoops.
Oopsie doodle.
Yeah. At least there's some kind of reciprocation. Yeah. IOUs.
A gift basket, perhaps.
Yeah. Edible arrangement.
Edible arrangement.
And it's like, wait, you had to order this in advance. Later. I'm out, bitch.
I saw this commercial where a guy's just handing out edible arrangement flowers to homeless people. I was like, shut up.
I said a dollar, bitch.
Have any of you tried to give a homeless person, like, food? They don't want it, man.
I work in Manhattan. I basically, the homeless are ghosts to me. Except for smell. I can't avoid that.
They get ignored. Stepped over.
He basically said, they're dead to me.
Yeah, well, one homeless guy hustled me, like, I want to see when I first started working there. He, like, put his arm around me. He was like, hey, what's going on? He saw, like, my shirt, and he was like, hey, yo, you like the Rangers, blah, 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 blah. And then eventually I gave him $2. I was like, fuck the homeless, man. I got a swindle.
And a rash. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker touched me.
I had to shave my head. I got skis.
That explains that phase.
Yeah. You know, it's a bad look with a shaved head to make all these racist jokes. It just looks yeah. bad.
Stops working for you at a certain point.
Hey, that guy's racist.
All right, Brian.
Uh-huh.
CQC.
Well, Mr. Russo over here can attest to this. Delivery men such as Postman and FedEx UPS... called calm quaint chaos. It's the moment before they shoot up the place.
It's going.
Ooh, we got one of those.
Yeah,
you got one of them.
Yeah, yes. We're just waiting for it to happen too.
Guy comes in and just like, oh, remember the 6th of December. It's like, why?
And you're like, the 6th?
Mike, I believe you used that term slow burn before.
Yeah.
What was the actual words you used for that?
Calm, quaint, chaos.
Calm, quaint, chaos.
All right.
Okay, not bad. All right, Mike, you got anything for CQC?
CQC. Oh, that's the pet name that all of Colin Quinn's friends have for his wife. Colin Quinn's cunt.
She's a bitch, yo.
Oh, they hate her.
Yeah.
She can't cook. She's just loud.
She don't laugh at none of his jokes.
Well...
Are you really going to hate on Colin Quinn?
I love Colin Quinn. Are you going to hate?
I hate on everything.
I know you do, but come on, man. There's a line.
All right.
Apparently Pete's line is Colin Quinn.
That's my line, man.
Get off his dick, Pete. Yeah.
Why are you slopping up that slurry word, bitch?
He's half Slurvian.
I'm going to give Mike the point for that callback.
I like it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Lou, we're back to you.
What's
CQC is, and this is where it doesn't make sense. Citizens for a Quieter City. Where's the Q?
Quiet.
Dumb. No, for a that a lot of extra words in there. That's what threw me. I'm an idiot. Shut up.
That's too many words to just ignore, though. You got to fucking acknowledge there's two words before the C and the Q.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'll forgive a the or an of, but or when you start four.
Hey, look, it's really only four letters. Fuck it.
All right. Lou?
Yeah.
What is the plot of the movie? Second thought.
Thinking.
Did it?
Yeah. Right, I'm going to pass.
It's a sequel to The Crying Game. She's kind of cute, though. I don't know.
Second that dong came out, I was like, ooh.
Can you tuck that shit back?
I have the buyer's remorse.
So look, can I just get some head from you? Like, I mean, there's a lot of work in this, man.
Second thought, the sequel to The Crying Game. I like that. That's good. All right, Mike, plot of the movie, second thought.
There's this guy, he meets this hot chick. He's out at night with this, you know, with his friends. This girl, she's fucking smoking. He can't wait to bang her. And, you know, so they go back to her place. She turns the light on, and she's fucking butt ugly. She got cats everywhere. He's like, you know what?
Cats everywhere.
He's like, you know what? Second thought, let me get out of here. But then she grabs him, and you know, he ends up banging her anyway because that's what guys do. But now it's like a fatal attraction thing. She's in love with him.
Her How'd you get family's my cell phone number?
Starring Sarah Jessica Parker.
Her family's in the mob. It's a whole thing. Cat and mouse. It's a whole fucking thing.
I like how it turns into a psychological thriller midway through that.
Oh, yeah, and there's crime, too. There's like a family. There's he gets forced into a robbery he doesn't want to do. It's a whole thing.
I would watch it. I will say that. Watch it in a heartbeat. Lou?
Nah.
Nothing?
Nah, I don't got anything good.
You're out. All right. Brian made me laugh pretty hard on that one. I'm going Brian. We got an even game going so far.
Ooh. 1-1-1, man.
Brian, you start the round? Shaka. Law question. In Simsbury, Connecticut, it is illegal for a politician to what?
To talk in Sims talk.
What do they call that language?
Stupidity? I have no idea. It's like, we get the joke, man. Like, well, seriously, what about our fucking schools? You know what? He's got my vote.
Makes more sense than Trump. I never said the plot of Second Thought is a female lawyer gets a divorce and moves in with a wizened old hippie.
Hmm. Ugh, what a fucking bomb.
Yes. I'll watch Mike's movie instead.
That's like a movie on Netflix that you rate without watching.
Yeah. One. You just see the picture. Yeah. The description alone is enough for you to be like, ugh. Like,
please stop suggesting this to me.
One. You get a lot of those, too, like movies that you're just not going to watch, but Netflix really insists that you should watch it.
You know what? Because the producer or company that made it's got deep pockets. I'm like, we're getting no views, man. We need more views from this company. Dude.
There's some shit on there. Every time I finish a movie, it's like, starting up this movie next. I'm like, I don't want to watch that.
I can't back out quick enough when that shit happens.
Mm-hmm. I got to start up my Xbox remote again. Back out.
Oh, Xbox remotes are just the worst when you're trying to get rid of something. You're like, turn on, motherfucker. Why'd you turn off?
All right, Mike, to you. Law question, in Simsbury, Connecticut, it is illegal for a politician to what?
You know, when I listen to your show, these are the ones I can never do.
These are quietly the hardest ones. These
the hardest ones.
And the names.
I hate the names because we've been doing it for like a year and it's just like, what, you know. Like,
yeah, what could this person possibly be?
Yeah, everybody has like the one question they don't like doing.
All right, the politicians, they're not allowed to season berries. I got nothing.
We go straight plain berries in Simsbury.
Yeah, they can't season them. They just can't.
Wow. You know what? I like it, though.
I love it.
Yeah. My mother made plain berries.
One thing I love more than a well-thought-out answer is utter nonsense. And that was beautiful, utter nonsense.
We used to eat plain berry pie when I was a kid.
One of these new fangled berries.
Throw out that jam. I just want berries in a pie crust. So flaky and wet.
Fetch me some huckleberries. All right, Lou.
What state is this again? Connecticut?
Yeah. In Simsbury, Connecticut, it is illegal for a politician to what?
I'm going to say, I don't know. This is going to be stupid. I don't know. Be a ghetto superstar?
God damn it, Bullworth. Get out of Connecticut. Yeah.
Run away with me.
And don't you dare bring the ODB into this.
That's Praz, man. Right? Praz, ODB, and who's
ODB?
A bitch
that?
Maya.
Maya.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
God, that song was big for a week and a half.
Do you know the day do you know the day after that they recorded that video, Praz disappeared from Earth?
Just instant regret.
ODB literally died and has more of a presence in the world.
He's like, fuck you, Lorna. Yeah. And you were racist. We couldn't even get the Fugees back together.
No.
I hate white people buying my albums. Like, well, we won't buy them then. See you later, bitch.
Yeah. We're kind of a big market.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, solid answers all around, but come on, Season Berries.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely one.
All right, so I believe...
I started.
You started? All right, Mike, you start this round. You got to define the word biggin. And I'll give you a minute to think, because in Simsbury, Connecticut, it is actually illegal for a politician to campaign at the town dump.
Who are you yelling at? Oscar the Grouch? Though, like, vote for me, Oscar.
I feel like he's not a good base for your campaign.
You know Oscar don't vote.
No. He's homeless.
Lazy.
I think he's like an old war vet.
Oh, yeah.
He's got no legs in that
trash legs in that trash can. Like, he saw some shit in Nam.
My friend's died.
He definitely has a
record. I see Muppets die face down in the mud.
Kermit run away like, ah! Get back here, frog! We're fighting!
He's going AWOL.
And Kermit's like, I gotta get out of here, man. It's like, I need as many swinging dicks as here as possible.
Well, this is another one of those Muppet remakes that you have to do.
Get in the trenches, frog!
Well, come on. Kermit the Frog is the drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket. What is your major malfunction? I'm not...
Miss B comes up and she's like, me so horny.
Yes. Yes.
We love you long time.
Maybe she can take his money just to get the chop in there.
Right? No blacks. Too big boo coo. Alabama rattlesnake. I guess that's the black
Rolf.
Rolf.
The one guy, the one Muppet we can identify as black is Rolf.
Some Alabama snake, baby. You know you want this, Rolf. Oh, Rolf lost his fingers. He can no longer play the piano.
All fucking Muppets must fucking hang.
And you know, Fozzie is fucking Gomer Pyle.
Oh, by far. Definitely.
Like, what's the Sarge walks in, he's like, waka waka, Full Metal Jacket. I guess Gonzo would be Joker.
Have to be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
We're running out of Muppets.
No, there's a ton of them bitches.
But like major Muppets.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Like lead Muppets. All right, let's get back to this.
Yeah.
Mike, what is the definition of the term biggin?
Oh, fuck. I should have used all that time to think.
Trying to stall.
That was a lot of fucking time. What is it? Biggin?
Biggin. B-I-G-G-I-N.
All right. I guess I'll go with the easy answer. That's just a slang term for big titties. Biggins. Mm.
That might be not the correct answer on the card, but the one in my heart.
Yeah, that's, I watched My with Children this morning. So.
Oh, fuck, man.
No.
That was my answer.
Yeah.
It was the porno mag Al Bundy.
That's
three.
Right.
Yeah, Biggins. That's that Biggins.
Whew. Let's go on, Logies. You want to join the podcast here?
No, we got a late visitor.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, Lou.
All right. Biggins.
Biggin.
I'm going to say, if you go beyond, like, BBW, Big Beautiful Women's, you got to look up Biggins.
Biggins are morbidly obese women?
Yeah. The kind of woman, like, you might die trying to fuck.
You have to be on top.
Even if you are, you just might sink into a fold and never come back.
You're never fully inside her, though.
No. You sink in like Johnny Depp in fucking Nightmare on Elm Street. Sucked in.
takes a brave man to tackle a biggin.
Blood shoots out of the
There's biggins and there's really biggins where it sounds like you're plunging a toilet when you're having sex.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's a visual.
Those are extremely biggins.
Well, we didn't give you a proper intro. Lo Breeze has joined the show.
Hello.
What's up, man?
This is one of my good new friends. He's funny. One of the funniest dudes I've ever met, man.
I try.
It's a little late for you to join the game, but please chime in with your thoughts.
Yeah, no, I'm taking it back real quick, seeing what y'all are about. I enjoy this, though. It's like it's better than choking people. You get to vent on the radio and stuff.
No, that's how we define the show, but I like it.
All right, so.
Begin. All right, yeah, Brian, we're up to you. Mm-hmm. Biggin.
Well, in Wisconsin, they don't even call it Walmart. They just call it Biggins.
Just oversized products?
No, nah, that's regular size. Wisconsin regular. That's what they call it.
Wisconsin regular? Yeah.
So I get a brick of cheese. You mean a Kraft single?
Need a Brinks truck of cottage cheese, please.
That Melissa McCarthy comment last night was a lot funnier now that you said that.
Yeah.
What was the comment?
I mean, she said she was from Wisconsin, probably. She's fat.
I was like, I didn't know she was from Wisconsin, but the joke makes more sense now that I'm here.
Well, I'm going to give Brian the point for that one. Mm-hmm. I like that answer quite a bit. And Lou, I think you start this round, right?
Well, what's a biggin?
Oh, an actual biggin is a basket in a coffee pot that holds the coffee grounds.
Huh.
I like titties and Walmart and fat bitches, too.
Those are fat bitches.
Of all those,
that's
more
the
than
trifecta, right?
Stupid
there.
Coffee basket.
Well, I mean, you know, fat bitches give just dynamite head. It's like fact.
And they're nice.
But good coffee's good coffee.
I mean, you can't put a price on good coffee. No, like. It's a good cup of Joe. You're doing good down there, though. You're like working it. Like, what? You're the dude from Office Space? Like, yeah.
Tip of the cap to you, lady.
That just the guy from
Crystal's commercial.
Twin Peaks. Who is he doing? Damn good coffee. All right, Lou.
Yeah.
Who is Giovanni Caselli?
Giovanni Caselli. He's obviously an Italian dude.
Really? You think?
Yeah. And I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to roll with this coffee thing. All right, Giovanni was this Italian mobster who was famous for beating people over the head with a Cafe Bustelo brick. Have you ever seen those hard ass bricks of coffee?
It's the instant shit.
Yeah. Only a true Italian.
Yo, how do you even make a brick of coffee? Like, what do you just cut?
I don't know.
Like you do it like cocaine?
Yeah,
like,
it's like coke.
Mike, can you elaborate
this
on that?
This is Colombian, isn't it?
Espresso.
How do you prepare a Cafe Bustelo?
You get like a grinder. And you just oppress, and you just get the two pieces and you just wedge, and they'll come out little urinal cakes. The art of the re-rock.
The art of the re-rock.
Alright, Brian, it's up to you. Mm-hmm. Giovanni Caselli.
Giovanni Caselli is an Italian queen who made a Macchiato. Like, he made the Macchiato. It's a coffee.
The Macchiato is a thing?
A Macchiato is a like a Starbucks drink.
The Macchiato.
Macchiato. I mean, like,
I thought the Macchiato was going to lead to something. Like,
oh, hard. Well, the yeah.
Like, that's a murky ass coffee you don't want to drink.
No.
Yeah.
It's made with swamp water.
What I meant to say, was an Italian assassin made the Macchiato. He's like,
an Italian drive-by.
Get for some coffee. Italian necktie. The coffee didn't kill him. He just gave you some coffee.
All right, and Mike, you got anything for Giovanni Caselli?
Giovanni Caselli, famous Italian porn star, like top, you know, he's top of the business. His cock is like shaped like an old school telephone. like you know, those fucking with the end is like a knob. So when he bangs his girls, they got the Caselli telly. That's his punchline.
Wow.
The Caselli telly.
She's like, let me ring your bell, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Get it in.
All right, Lou, I don't know about that answer. Brian, I like the second one a lot, but that first one I got to go with, not as strong. So I'm going to give Mike that point. Should have led with the Macchiato.
Yeah. I was just saying it wrong.
All right, Brian, you start this round. Letters.
ETC. And Giovanni Caselli invented the fax machine.
Wow, what would where would we be like be without him? I use my fax machine every
signatures
day.
Would go unseen until the smartphone.
Calling wrong phone numbers on a fax machine won't be as
How would I ever know what the deli has?
You could fax the deli and be like, yo, what you got, deli?
No, like in my office, we get the deli menus every day.
Every really? Day.
Every day through the fax.
Oh, damn.
It's the only use for a fax machine anymore.
Well, you need signatures sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
And then dick pics, like real old school
like old school dick pics. You put your shit on the scanner.
Pictures of your ball bag, and you just send, like, the fax is you've been teabagged all over the country.
What was the thing again?
ETC.
ETC. It's when aliens bang. It's called extraterrestrial congress.
Congress.
Hmm. Like an orgy of aliens?
Mm. It's like, you know what? ET was has glowing finger? You should see his dick, bro. Fucking firecracker show, bro.
Be good. They love talking.
When the aliens came down and the little kid was like, stay with me, ET. He's like, gotta get some pussy. I'm out. Peace.
God, now I can't unsee that, though.
And then he's like, wait a minute. I think ET took all my Reese's Pieces, that son of a bitch.
Need them for after.
Yeah, some kid I met took all his candy, man. Suck my ET dick.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. ETC.
ETC. It's a new thing. It's electronically transferred quiff. You got your girl. She queefs in her phone. You get it on your end. Boom.
It's a terrible invention. I wouldn't want that in the slightest.
What horrible man invented this?
You sure you want?
Oh, I would love that.
That's a woman.
Just you open up the app and you get.
It's like, yo, dude, why does it smell like the dock out here, man? What the
fuck? That's my ETQ.
Let you know you're hitting it right.
The fresh breeze of vaginal air. Like, bro, every time you open
your fucking phone smells like a can of tuna, man. What the fuck?
Summer swamp breeze.
All right, Lou. All right. ETC, Lou. Whew.
All right, so if you got like the whiskey dick or something, you just don't have it in you to give it to your girl. You got to energize that cock, hit it, soak it in like Red Bull or something, give your nuts a squeeze.
You got to do that shit that the Paralympics are doing.
Paraplegics do, yeah.
Sit on
squeeze
it.
Squeeze the nuts. You got to ETC.
Squeeze the tip close. Get that adrenaline. Your legs.
I do that when I have to pee, but then I have a boner and pee. It's horrible.
You got to jump on them joints like Randy Marsh. And then you'll be ready.
All right, let's see. Points for that one, ETC. I'm going to go Brian, because I can't unsee that from my head now. Big.
And you shouldn't.
Fucking disturbing ET fucking. All right. Who started that last one?
Oh, shit.
Brian did.
I think I did, yeah.
All right, so Mike, you get this one. You get a movie title. What is the plot of the film Black Snake? With an exclamation point at the end. And an ETC is the European Tax T Committee.
Points for anyone who doesn't use Black Dong in this answer.
Mm. I will take that into consideration.
I'm
if you don't
challenge.
Use a Black Dong in your answer,
too easy.
You get the advantage.
Mm. Oh, man, nigga was my answer.
you could do it. I'm sorry.
All right, Black Snake?
Yeah.
Exclamation. But, all right, this is a movie. It's a horror movie. It's about this dude who took his giant shit, like huge shit, and the fucking thing was a big black tar shit. Like he drank a bunch of Guinness the night before. The thing came to life and just starts attacking people. And they don't know what it is, so they call it the Black Snake.
I'm going to admit something. That's what I was thinking before I read that, and we excluded the cock thing.
Nice.
I once saw a movie called, like, Attack of the Killer Wad or something, which was about a giant sperm that fucking ate people. I'm awesome. Picturing that, but with shit. All right, Lou?
All right.
Black Snake.
Black Snake. All right, so Samuel Jackson, he finally lands the plane after eliminating all them snakes. But what he doesn't know is somebody had some nasty black mambas and carrions. So now he's on the ground trying to eliminate all these snakes.
It's like a part two.
Yes.
You're just describing a perfectly legitimate sequel to Snakes on a Plane.
Exactly. Black snakes. He's on the ground now. What are we going to do? I don't know.
I'm tired of all these motherfucking snakes everywhere.
Mostly he just gets out of the vicinity and just chill. Once you're on the ground, you don't really need to you know, worry.
Those snakes should have all died, right? In the real, like...
They've been frozen solid.
100%.
It's like... just making sure that that wasn't, like, the dumbest part of the movie.
Like, Samuel Jackson had a point in his career where he was like Ben Kingsley, where he would just say yes to everything.
Fuck it. Yeah.
This is his Nick Cage moment.
Exactly.
I won an Academy Award in 1982, but now I'll do whatever. Like, what's his face? The guy from Anthony Hopkins. He was in The Right. I was like, dude...
Yeah,
it's a weak ass exorcism movie.
Nah, he does. He's fucking Odin in Thor. Talk
at
about.
At least that's a big production.
Yeah, that's a paycheck though.
But it's a big production. Marvel's doing it. Just it's got like it makes like a ton of money. I get that. The Right made no dough. It's about exorcisms.
That's true.
It's just inherently stupid.
Very true. What's your answer, by the way, for Black Snake or Black Snake?
Black Snake is a black exploitation film about escape from L.A. Except he's not escaping for anything. He was just there.
He was just one of the residents.
Yeah, it was like basically he was like he was a bad guy. Not a bad guy. He was just there because he was black.
Black Snake .. Plissken.
People were not surprised when he made that three-pointer from half court.
No.
You know how much people would, like, shit themselves if that really happened, though? Like, you made Snake Plissken black. Like, people can't... It's like when nerds turn racist. It's adorable.
It is fun to watch when nerds go nuts.
I'm not racist. Yeah, no, you're just a douchebag over stupid things.
Like, did y'all see that fucking backlash when Star Wars trailer hit? And it was like, boycott Star Wars because the black dude is...
He's got too much screen time.
It's like,
really?
Up.
That happened?
Yeah.
We're black, dude.
There's a hashtag boycott Star Wars because...
Same thing with Fantastic Four.
I remember the Fantastic Four nonsense, but that movie sucked anyway. Because
then you got the one saying, why don't we make the Black Panther white? And it was just like...
He's African.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like,
why don't we make him pink?
Yeah.
We need another one, Steve.
Let's make them all Asian. Yeah.
Jason Statham as the dude from Wakanda.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up.
Jason Statham in Black Hawk Down.
Yeah.
As one of the bad guys.
He can just do his British accent like Jake Gyllenhaal and we'll just be like, yeah, he's from whatever country we say he's from.
Hey, Jake Gyllenhaal makes hit after hit, man. That guy.
Prince
rocks.
Of Persia.
Look, just one lemon.
I didn't even buy that shit. Didn't even bother me, if I'm being honest. It was stupid as shit, but whatever.
It was a terrible movie. And it's, I'm the Prince of Persia. Yeah. No, you're not. You're British.
You were eating rats 10 years ago. Shut up.
Nightcrawler, Southpaw.
True. I didn't see Southpaw yet, but Nightcrawler was great.
And what's the other one? Prisoners.
Nightcrawler
that one's dope.
Was crazy.
I didn't see Prisoners.
Jarhead, another good. Donnie Darko.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man's got a body.
He had a good cop drama.
What was that one where it was on the train and kept blowing up?
Source Code.
Source Code. I don't know what was going on in that movie. It was entertaining as fuck.
I'm more hating on the one movie.
Bubble Boy.
Bubble Boy. I endorse any movie with Beetlejuice in it.
Speaking of, we rented him once. Good guy before. You know.
Really? You rented him?
Yeah,
the little guy.
Party. Yeah,
the Howard Stern Beetlejuice?
The dude with teeth that looks like he'd been chewing on rocks.
I'd be scared of being in the same room as that guy.
We fed him Coronas and cocaine, and he left us alone. He was cool.
That guy's a fucking
he
nightmare
fuel. Alone? Like, was he, like, ravenous or something?
Oh, he was... Yeah, it's about pretty much exactly what you would expect it to be. Like, it was just like, you're not trying to, like, look at him for too long. He might get mad.
Yeah, we put him in the dog crate and poked him with a stick for a while.
He sprayed him with water bottles.
Yeah. He finished the beer and he was like, I'm out. I was like, all right, that was, like, well worth $1,200.
Yeah, money worth well spent.
$1,200?
It wasn't my $1,200.
That is affordable. No, I'm saying, like, for a person who everyone knows.
For $1,200, I want all of Mini Kiss.
He showed up with, not the stuttering John, one of the other idiots from
Baba
the show.
Boo.
No, that guy actually has a career outside of that.
I'm not remembering which one it was, but...
His handler, the guy who brought him to the cage.
It's just funny. You got a party full of these, like, awkward white people and then Beetlejuice, and it was like, something is askew.
All right, I got to give him a point for Black Snake. And in reality, it's a story about a 19th century slave revolt in the Caribbean. Suddenly feels a little
you
more racist.
You don't done it this time, white people. We are rioting.
Burn this motherfucker down.
Get the easy crew.
All right, but I got to give a point for that, and it's because you read my mind. I got to go with the shit monster.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, like I've seen similar movies.
Like The Blob, kind of.
Well, again, like the one with the giant, like, wad of cum that eats people. It ate the Statue of Liberty. That happened.
A wad of cum?
Yeah.
Ate the Statue of Liberty, but the Statue of Liberty defeated Vigo.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I just watched that yesterday.
Does that hold up?
No.
Yes, it does.
Oh, you it like does. It? Oh.
I love that movie, man. But come on, Ghostbusters.
Number one holds up for sure.
Is Vigo.
Two, I haven't watched two in years. I don't know if it actually still...
They get the Statue of Liberty to walk, but yeah. Her only purpose is to give them a lift on top of the building. It's just...
To play their right. Games on.
And they operate it with a Nintendo controller.
How awesome was that as a kid? Stop.
It was my favorite thing at the time.
I mean, we all knew it was kind of cheesy back then, right?
Oh, the no, best shit, I was blown away. I was like, the Statue of fucking Liberty is playing a cheesy song my mom probably likes, but go get them.
Dude, had the best moment of any Ghostbuster movie with Echo, 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 and it's like, Winston. Best part of any movie. Any of the movies.
All right, we got one final question.
Yeah.
Lou, you started off.
I think so, yeah.
In Topeka, Kansas, it is a crime to bother what?
Don't bother the witch, man.
The witch of Topeka? Yeah.
You better click your heels and go back home.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
The fuck out of here. It's my house. She's also kind of black, I guess.
How do you figure? She was an old white woman at the start of the movie.
Well, I just suddenly gave her black lady voice.
Not in Kansas.
a real white person voice in Kansas, probably.
Yeah. Right.
A lot of we don't take kindly to your kind. Yeah. In Kansas.
The Kermit, bro. Play the Kermit.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to town?
Yeah, it's back the way you came.
All right, Brian. In Topeka, Kansas, it's a crime to bother what?
The corn.
Don't bother the corn.
Let it grow tall.
Is that where the children are?
The children. Well, I mean, also don't bother the corn because the creepy children. But you gotta get that corn nice, and, you know, like sugary and robust.
It's our most profitable crop.
Yeah, well, they sell half of it, burn the other half, you know.
Okay, don't bother the corn.
You were talking about the corn like it's like some sexy corn.
Corn.
Don't bother my corn.
Don't bother the butthole.
Yeah, you can't bother the butthole either in Kansas.
Mm-mm.
It's strictly a one-hole state.
Sodomy.
All right, and Mike, finally, in Topeka, Kansas, it is a crime to bother what?
It is a crime to bother... the farmer's daughter. As much as she comes on to you, don't touch her because it's a crime and that dude will fuck you up.
I've heard enough jokes to know that's true. Mm. Enough dirty
yes,
jokes.
Sir.
If dirty jokes have taught me nothing, it's that and there once was a man from Nantucket.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't care about the farmer, man. I'm fuck his daughter right. Mm-hmm.
I love those jokes. Pitch I always wanted to bang that bitch. Mm-hmm. Every time.
You probably could buy a handgun in Kansas kind of anywhere. So, like, just buy a handgun.
And her retarded inbred sister.
The one with the club foot and one titty. You know the one.
Okay.
Yeah, but she gives a great old-fashioned, man. It's just the best. It's ripping out all those weeds, you know?
Strong-ass
palms.
Yeah. She chops my wood.
She makes your eyes go back like the Undertaker. That's how good she's like.
I don't know what to do for the last one. You know what? I'll throw Lou that bone.
Woo!
Because he's in last.
What are you going to do, man?
You had a strong showing last week because you were playing against no one. This week, not so strong.
I don't know how strong it was, but you had a showing.
Look, if you're running unopposed, you're going to win.
Last week I had some gems. Coco, that was
Coco
good
was
one.
Good.
The Sitinanga, the basketball game, that was a gem.
I don't remember that.
The basketball inside the African people's lips.
Yes, okay. I like that was it. Fun.
If anyone wants to hear those, they're on episode 159. They won't be repeated again.
They were dynamite.
Brian is fighting to make sure this episode never airs again.
I know.
I don't care. I'll post it up again.
It's on the airwaves. It's the internet, bitch.
I'm gonna rename it "Cats Shit the Bed."
You can rename it what you
Sleepy
want.
Sleepy Time Cats.
Yeah.
Pete was one half of that stinker.
Cats is two bowl blackout.
Yeah.
Oh, now I can't handle, yo. As a fellow pop,
I'm not playing around with this anymore.
I can handle my week.
Let's hand out the winners.
Yeah.
All right, Lou, you had 2 points. Brian, yeah. You had 3 points. Mike had 4.
Whoa.
Pulled it out.
Well done.
Woo.
So
that was a great game, guys. Thanks.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. That shit is tough, too, man.
Yeah. So you get to pick, of the people in the room, well, I guess Brian or Lou, who do you want to start off next week?
Let's go Lou.
All right. Lou's going to start next week's round.
I'm going to win it for you, Mikey.
All right, man. Can't wait.
This is going to be thrust all over the place.
Yeah, you can't see that again.
Demoralize my opponents with that.
When
shit.
Lou has a good game, he aggressively pelvic thrusts at everybody. It's uncomfortable for everyone.
I mean, like, I'm trying to play a mental game. Too.
You got a kid now, man. What are you going to do when you beat him at something? You going to thrust at him?
Never came up.
Hey, we'll see what happens, man. You know, I just go with the flow. If a thrust comes out, what are you going to do?
What would I do when I beat my son and stuff? I just spike the ball in his head, whatever fucking game we're playing.
That's good advice. Parenting right cool. there.
Good. Participation trophies my ass. Fucking show him how to lose.
Yeah, even bowling.
Right. Yeah, if I have a child, I'm not going to take it easy on, man.
The theme for his education is going to be hard knock life.
I'm going to be honest with you right now. We don't have a lot of money. This is going to be a rough road for you, boy.
I wouldn't say my father was a handsome or a smart man, but...
Is that his son in a couple of years?
Why is he like Forrest Gump to you?
Smoking. I don't know. I just avoid... I feel so terrible about this now.
That was definitely the
Forrest
Gump.
Person. I just, you know...
Is it 100% the Forrest Gump voice? Like
that's how he views your son. Jenna.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Well, he learned from you know. So.
Yeah, Lou sounds like that.
Hey, guy.
If anything, that kid's going to be throwing out old timey music.
He's a big hater. You know, Christmas isn't. You know, Santa's not real. It's like only a 5-year-old. It's like, oh, you're kind of a bummer, why don't you?
Sesame Street sucks.
No. Yeah, I bet you this day's brought to you by the letter A.
All right, let's call this thing.
Yeah. I want to say one more time, and congratulations, though.
Yeah, congratulations.
You turned the had a baby today.
You look good.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a self-esteem boost.
You're glowing.
Hey, did you watch it?
Not exactly. They had like the sheets up, so I was just kind of like the support guy, but.
I thought you'd be underneath there like a quarterback.
I saw him come out, and then, you know, it's like, hey.
It's the one train wreck you don't turn away from. You're like, oh, no, yeah. You can't see what's about to happen to that.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch it.
Because, I mean, like, that was surgery, not just popping out.
I hear they poop sometimes.
Yeah.
They poop most of the time, I thought.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Every time?
And they got a special name for that shit, too.
What is it?
Baby poop?
Meconium.
Well, first of all, how did it come to that?
I don't know.
Was like the first bitch that ever like they on record did it was like Miss.
They were tying
save it for a balderdash answer.
Sounds like a balderdash.
I'm meconiumed on our baby. It sounds way better than I took a dump on the kid as he came
out. That's exactly.
You had a son, sir, but your wife meconiumed all over. We're gonna wipe him off right for you. Give him a kiss.
You had corn in your eye.
Then you cut the umbilical.
Yeah. Nurse, can you hand me some Purell? I'm just gonna wipe this thing off.
Wipe this thing
Here's
off.
Here's your baby. Yuck.
Baby's a little icky right now. I'm just gonna give him a little shine.
Take him through the car wash. Bring him back.
Put like one of those little trees on his neck.
Yeah.
Trying to forget where he was just a minute ago.
Oh, man.
All right, let's close this shit down. Mike, first, I want to thank you for coming on today. It was a real pleasure.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
I want to throw your plug out. You should be listening to the Growing Up, Not Growing Old podcast. Really good show. A lot of fun. Good listening. Lowbreeze, thanks for popping in.
Thank you for having me.
Also, if you like this show, check out Five Star Podcast, man.
All right, Brian's starting a wrestling podcast tomorrow.
Okay. With Lowbreeze over here.
Mm-hmm. So,
wrestling.
Looking forward to that one.
Mm-hmm.
I will listen to that. I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Cool. We're going
to
talk about scissoring. Lots of scissoring.
Just fucking like, yo, I want you in a scissor match
Beaver
at WrestleMania in a cage.
All right, we'll check that out. It's called Five Star Podcast. All right, so follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics, like us on Facebook, check us out, PIBComics.com. Got a couple things in the works as far as convention stuff goes, so I will be announcing that as I work it out. And anything else?
Listen to us on RadioVegas.rocks.
RadioVegas.rocks.
Mm-hmm. Check out our boy Mike Russo.
On Growing Up Podcast. Not Growing Old.
Frightcast.
Frightcast. Awesome.
Check it all out. It's great shit.
At Gungo Podcast on Twitter and Instagram.
Uh-huh. You got any other social media?
That's it for now.
All right. Well, thanks for coming out, man.
Thanks.
Yep. Really appreciate it. And for Lowbreeze, thanks again. Myself, Brian, and Lou, close the door behind you. Money, no whip, oh piss, growing up, I never had shit, had a heart, gotta slip, might as well rip it out, got a dream, I ain't giving out, that's what it's all about, all these fucking people tell me who I gotta be, oh fuck you motherfucker, you're my enemy, all I need is 5 minutes to remember me, send a club into a murder scene, cause all you do is breathe, it's J6 and this bitch, don't remind me that I'll never be shit, you'll dig your own ditch, oh, so good.